From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Chinese authorities have widened the evacuation area around the Tianjin city of a massive fire and explosion that devastated part of the port city earlier this week. The Beijing News today says the exclusion area has now been widened because of possible further chemical contamination and a car that was damaged earlier by the explosion bursting into flames. Sodium cyanide, which is a toxic chemical that can be deadly, was detected east of the site, according to the paper, with more than 200 military, nuclear, and biochemical specialists now searching for possible dangerous chemicals. One bright spot, the official Xinhua news agency says a 50-year-old man was rescued still alive 50 meters from the core blast area around 2 p.m. local time today. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new Cuban-U.S. committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of lateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the U.S. flag was raised above the U.S. embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years. At a joint news conference with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke.
The policies of the past have not led to a democratic transition in Cuba. It would be equally unrealistic to expect normalizing relations to have, in a short term, a transformational impact.
Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalized relations with Cuba and want to keep a long-standing embargo against Havana in place, something Mr. Kerry and President Obama want to end. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia, and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there's a split in the rebel camp after two rebel generals announced this week they are no longer allied with rebel leader Riek Machar. This is VOA News.